and welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot On Demand Digital Radio Show. My name is Ben.
And my name is Brian.
And we are here today, together.
To read some tarot.
Oh, I thought it was to talk about the royal wedding that happened.
That happened two months ago.
We just never talked about it, so.
Yeah, we never brought it up.
No.
We
also didn't cover Yanny and Laurel.
Nope, we didn't.
So there's a lot of things that we didn't cover on this show.
This is like you opened a book of headlines from 2 months ago.
And read them.
And this is where you are.
Yep. Well, I had that extended break from the show.
Yeah.
And so now I'm trying to catch up on all the things that I missed.
I hear you.
I mean, I didn't listen to the episodes that you recorded with Seth because I don't listen to this podcast. But maybe you guys covered those things. Maybe you didn't.
We didn't. We didn't touch on the royal wedding or Yanny and Laurel.
So there you go.
I do have a question about the royal wedding and why we are so entrenched in British royal weddings, like why that's such a big deal to us, because as Americans, we don't care about any other country's royal weddings except for Britain. Why is that?
That's a great point.
Explain it.
Well, is it our long-storied relationship with them and the fact that we are a former colony of that crown?
So you think it's colonialization is the reason that we must be in love with it?
I don't know. I mean, I think people very willingly are in love with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't think of something that I care less about than two random people who don't mean anything getting married.
Yeah, it feels like
I don't care about the British version of
the Kardashians. Like, they're just rich through no fault of their own.
Yep.
They don't need to have jobs.
Yep.
They don't need to do anything.
They don't have any real power.
Yeah.
They have celebrity, but no power.
But yeah, they're just celebrities because they were born as celebrities.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to, like, demean the royal family at all. I just don't get it.
I don't care about most of my friends' weddings.
Right? I barely went to your wedding.
I just wanted to get through my own wedding to get to the honeymoon.
How was the honeymoon?
It was great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Where'd you guys go?
We went
Paris?
To Italy.
Italy? You went to everywhere on the romance tarot?
Basically.
Went to all four cities, including Dubuque.
Quite wild. Dubuque? That's the major arcana.
Yep.
The four cities, there was Vienna, Venice, Paris, and somewhere else, Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go to two of those cities.
Good work.
Next trip, the other two.
Excellent.
Which are very far from each other. Not very far, but
And
far.
Then the final trip, Dubuque. That's where you guys will finally end up, like where you'll retire to.
Dubuque. Sunny Dubuque. Well, not with that. Not with those rosy reflections on 2 months of things gone by.
What do we do on this show, Ben?
Oh my God, we haven't even done that.
Nope.
Okay, well, what we do on this show is talk about royal weddings and then read the tarot. And reading the tarot is hard. I haven't really done it in a while other than the last two episodes. I don't do it that often.
Right.
We did it at Pride.
We did it at Pride a couple months ago. Last month?
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. We probably did some more complex spreads there. But on this show, we keep it very simple. We just read three cards, and in the order they draw them.
Who's indicating they? Us.
I'm referring to us in the third person.
Okay. So yeah. We are they. Whenever you say they, we're talking about us.
Yes. Whenever they draw them, they represent...
Wait. Whenever they draw them?
Them being the cards.
Okay. Different antecedent now.
Yeah. Whenever they, Ben and Brian, draw them, the tarot cards, they, the tarot cards, indicate the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Is that clear for everybody?
I think so.
All right.
Other things that happen on this show, when that reading's over, we do a card of the week. And then when that is over, we get into what we call the outro, but is mostly just the second half of the show.
Well, should we hurry up and get done with Queerance Corner so that we can get to the outro?
Please.
All right, let's do it. I feel like Queerance Corner in this case is kind of like the wedding of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the part that you just want to get through.
Well, who are we getting married to this week?
This week, we're getting married to Leanne from Stockton,
California. All right. Well, Leanne, what is your question?
Leanne has a very long question, which is fine. I'm just warning people. I work as a dispatcher, but have always dreamed about being a police officer. I have already failed school for it once, and I'm afraid of failing again, and all of the embarrassment that would go with that. However, coworkers and my previous instructors keep encouraging me to give it another try. I love telling officers what to do, but I think I would enjoy being one more. What do the cards think my best possible path would be? Love the show. Y'all crack me up.
Oh, that was the most important part of the question, yeah, right, well, there.
Yeah, well, I saved it the best for last. Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks, Leanne. That was nice. So, you want to be a police, huh?
She wants to be a police, although, I don't know. One of the last lines says, I love telling officers what to do, but I think I would enjoy being one even more.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you're wrong. Because telling people what to do, that's the tops.
It's the best thing you can, it's the highest thing you can aspire to.
Yeah.
Even if you were a police, like, you're wanting to grind up those levels until you get to a level where you're just telling other police what to do again.
Yeah, and most of my understanding of how police work works comes from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Almost all my police work knowledge comes from Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well.
Okay.
So you're good. Wanting to be Holt.
Yes.
But you're going to start off as Peralta.
Again, I think Peralta has more fun.
Well, then that goes against what we're saying.
No, it's exactly what we're saying, which is rising up the ranks, bad, very bad. Right? That's what we're trying to say.
Well, telling officers what to do is fun. That was our initial thesis.
I get it.
But Peralta does have fun.
He has a lot of fun.
Based on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, maybe you do want to be a police.
Yeah, because he does have a good time. He seems to always solve the case. Although, you know what I've noticed? He seems to work a lot. Too much.
He does work a lot. He really does care about his job.
He does. But, like, doesn't seem like a, you know, from that show, doesn't seem like a real 9-to-5-er, you know?
No, well, he's a detective.
Yeah.
And so your job has weird hours.
Yeah, he seems to...
You go where the crime takes you.
Yeah. Not for me.
No, I don't think I would be a police.
Definitely not for me. But we're going to see what the cards have to say for Leanne, who does want to be a police. Although, I will say, telling people what to do is fun.
Telling people what to do is the tops. Well, let's go ahead and get into the deck.
I'm dreading that.
This deck is the New American Tarot.
And I don't even have to look at this deck to know that it's a 1-star.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's just like, where the Star Wars deck from, was that last week?
Was it last week we did Star Wars? I think so.
I think so. Whereas the Star Wars deck was an adorable drawing done by Brian's 5-year-old child, this is a deck done by Brian's, like, annoying 8-year-old in art class, and you have to put it on the fridge, but, like, you just want to move on. The New American Tarot deck is somebody's high school art project, who hopefully doesn't listen to the show while I'm bashing them. We have some different suits here. We've got guns, water bottles, iPhones, and sticks?
Yep.
Okay. Those are our suits. Those are our suits today. Wooden 2x4s. It's not sticks. It looks like 2x4s.
Yeah. And so those are wands.
Yeah. And the water bottles are cups.
And the guns are swords.
And the iPhones are coins. So this deck, I mean, the world, we have a young woman in a very big sports jersey with those weird, like, green... like spring break drinks.
Oh, yeah, like a yard of drink.
Yeah, a yard of drink. She's holding two of those inside of an Ouroboros with other sports teams around the outside. It was like a great attempt that the landing was not stuck. The lovers, we have a naked woman in the sky with a computer, a MacBook in her lap. That guy's jerking off.
He is indeed.
All right. Well... Leanne, I apologize.
So you stick to that 1-star rating?
I guess. I just don't even know anymore. I just don't even know. Well, Leanne, have no fear. We'll get you good advice.
We're going to wrangle good advice out of these cards.
We're going to make lemonade from these lemons.
Maybe because there are guns on the deck, maybe it'll be good for cops.
For cops, yeah. In water bottles, you need to stay hydrated while you're on the field. iPhones, that's a tool the police probably use.
Yeah.
And wooden 2x4s.
Wooden 2x4s, that's when you're a loose cannon.
All right, here we go. Leanne works as a dispatcher, but wants to be a police officer. She's failed school once and is afraid of failing again, but everybody's encouraging her to give it another shot, including us.
All right. What do the cards think Leanne's best path would be?
Flip.
The moon.
Okay. Well, on the moon, there is no lobster, which
there is not a lobster.
Is incredibly disappointing.
But what is there, Ben?
Well, in place of the lobster is a campfire, and then leading from that campfire is a stream through two, like, nuclear power plants instead of salt and pepper shakers. And instead of a wolf, we have two naked people howling at the moon.
So they're probably hopped up on something.
They have a lot of water bottles, but maybe it's, like, not water in those water bottles.
Or maybe, oh, look, here's a little baggie sitting right there.
So there's... So this, Leanne, is your first test. You need to arrest these people.
What the moon talks about is things that are unseen. Mm-hmm. It talks about things that are in your unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps this is kind of going back to the first time that she failed the test. You know, there were things that were hidden from her that she didn't see at the time that would have enabled her to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of soaking into her subconscious now.
And so that's where she was.
That's where she was.
Let's find out where she is.
Flip. Stockton, California.
The Five of Guns.
The Five of Guns shows a... It's the same, mostly, as the original Five of Wands. In the foreground, you have an army man holding some guns with some guns at his feet and some sad soldiers walking away. Granted, they're wearing the same thing.
Yeah, they're on the same team.
Which is odd. I think they're in, like, Iraq or something. It's very deserty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's smoke in far away.
And what the Five of Swords talks about is a victory where one person wins and one person loses, or one group wins and one group loses specifically. It's not a compromise.
Zero-sum game was a word that Brian once used for this card that was very apt.
And so what do you think that means for right now?
Well, that's a good question. She loves telling officers what to do, but thinks she would enjoy being one more. And I think that means that she is going to have to just give up that dispatching life. I sort of, like, glitched there.
It's all right. You're still getting used to this.
She's got to give up that dispatching life to become an officer. She can't do both. Maybe she needs to, like, throw herself wholeheartedly into studying or whatever it is that it takes to pass the officer school. I don't know. That wasn't part of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I'm not up on the lore of being a police officer. But maybe it's saying, like, she needs to... I mean, she can't just quit being a dispatcher, but, like, she needs to put that behind her and put herself fully focused on becoming an officer.
Yeah, dispatcher is your old life.
Yeah. And the future.
And the future, 100% spiritual gold, money back.
Guaranteed outcome, outcome.
Outcome, outcome.
Flip.
Oh.
Nice.
The Ten of Cups. The Ten of Water Bottles.
Great. Yeah, the Ten of Water Bottles. We have water bottles in the sky and a rainbow and a very happy family with two children skipping. Their house also looks very modernist and nice. I would love to live where they live.
Yeah.
Now, the Ten of Water Bottles means all your dreams will come true, basically.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, we can tie this back around a story. In the past, there have been things that you haven't seen, things that you missed, things that have been just hidden from your view, but they've been embedded into your subconscious, your unconscious mind, and you know what these things are. You're able to move forward with that knowledge now.
And you have to move fully forward with that knowledge into the Five of Swords, where you are going to focus fully on passing this next round of schooling and leaving that dispatching life behind. And you're going to end up succeeding.
Yeah, you're going to have everything that you wanted.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you think you would enjoy being one more, but you will enjoy being one more.
And not only that, but you will ultimately get to tell other officers what to do.
Like Holt.
Yeah, just like Holt.
Cool.
All right.
I love it.
Thanks, Leanne.
So now let's leave Corinne's corner and move on to the next part of the show.
Which is the card of the week.
The shortest part of the show. Card of the week, what is it?
The card of the week is for anybody that's listening and anybody that's not listening. It's a card for everyone in the world. And it's just a way to tell you kind of how to live your life this week. What to look out for, what to be in touch with, and how to move forward.
Now, this deck that we have for card of the week is something.
The Tarot of the Silicone Dawn.
It has many cards, more than normal.
Silicone or silicon? Silicon.
I would say silicon.
Yeah, the Tarot of the Silicone Dawn.
And it seems cool. I like it. It's very techie, as you would imagine. Well, some cards are. Like here on the Eight of Wands, we have... That's odd. This has nothing to do with the regular Eight of Wands. But we have people like in a bunker playing cards while the world is destroyed above them. The High Priest is like a weird android robot man with keys. But then the Seven of Cups is like drunk Ursula.
From The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. So just a lot of things. What is the Seven of Cups normally?
The Seven of Cups is...
choices.
Yeah.
I don't know. So some of the art on this card doesn't totally match up, but it is cool.
Yeah, there are 21 extra cards in this deck. There's two extra major arcana. There's an extra Queen of Cups.
Like the Sea of Wands. What's that?
That is the page. No, it's page, queen, king, knight. That's the knight.
Well, it's pretty cool because it's a comic. It's like a three-panel comic.
Oh, and that is probably the extra one of cups, the extra Knight of Cups.
Okay.
Because so, there is an extra Knight of Cups.
There's also just history as a card.
I wonder if that's one of the major arcana.
Must be. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on, but also I do like the cards themselves. And so I feel like I can't truly give it 4 stars because it is weird.
Well, you can give it whatever you want to give it. Your rating is the end-all be-all.
I know, but that's weird. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Wow, that's good radio.
How weird it is. I'm going to give it 3 stars.
3 stars for the Tarot of the Silicone Dawn.
Because the art is interesting and unique, and the approach is interesting and unique, but I feel like it's not very practical.
Fair enough.
Now I'm going to shuffle this 500-card deck. It's very hard to shuffle because there's so many of them.
The book of this is incredible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's so much information about everything.
Well, I hope we get a fun one. Like history. All right, here we go. The card of the week for you this week is the Ten of Swords.
The Ten of Swords.
Not loving that. So the Ten of Swords art on this one is interesting. It's sort of a Damocles thing going on here. We have a woman. She's like not doing well. She's in a puddle on the floor, bruised and bloodied, upset, crying. And her dress is sort of pinned to the floor by a bunch of swords, 9, I would assume, and above her is the Sword of Damocles hanging above her head.
All right. And the book for this says, The Ten of Swords, Ruin.
Ooh.
Well, that's it then. You f***ed it up irrevocably.
Is that what it says?
You've given it all up and you're doomed. You are so f***ed you can't even begin to see the sun from the bottom of the hole you've dug. You're stuck there. The Sword of Damocles is falling. You can't even bear to look.
Well, I was right about the Sword of Damocles.
But, you know, if you just lean back, maybe you'd miss. It's a shame you convince yourself you're boned. Hell, if you weren't worried about ripping that pretty dress, you could just stand up. Idiot, I guess you are f***ed after all. Who convinced you of this anyway?
Is that... That's like a book that we wrote.
Except it has a bunch of curses in it.
Yeah, well, you have to do a lot of bleeping.
Yep, I never have to bleep myself. Well, I'm going to have to bleep myself a lot.
So, did it hurt you to say those words?
No, I say those words. I just don't say those words on the pod.
My lovely wife, she does not say those words.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes she'll be in a situation like where she does, and it pains her.
Yeah.
and it's amusing to me.
Well, what do you think what can we say that hasn't already been said?
I don't know, but what I liked about that interpretation of it is things are bad right now. Things might seem bad this week, but it sounds like you have the power to change your circumstance.
Yeah, you need to wake up.
Yeah, basically just a little smack you on the face. Wake up!
Yeah, and knowing this ahead of time means that once you find yourself in that situation, you'll know that you can look for the back door out of it.
Yeah, so you feel trapped, you feel stuck, you feel like things are in a downward spiral. But if you just stand up, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. And that was the card of the week.
That was the card of the week. And now the part of the show you've all been waiting for.
First off, we want to thank Leanne. And
wish her well on her police officer journey.
Yeah, and I hope to see you on NBC's Brooklyn Nine-Nine soon.
Thank you very much to all of you listening at home or in the car or in your front yard mowing the lawn or in your kitchen washing dishes, which I guess is technically your home.
Or walking the dog.
Yes, that's another one. But now, a moment of silence for those of us who have stopped listening, the Lost Lols.
All right.
Oh, on that subject, I am a Lost Lol of many podcasts because I'm sure the listeners care about this, but like I used to listen to too many podcasts.
Yeah.
Like I had 35 shows on my thing, and like some of those had multiple episodes a week, and it was just like it was like such a slog trying to get through all these shows. And then one day I was like, why if I don't enjoy it, why am I doing it?
You really wrangled yourself out of the Ten of Swords there.
I did. So I just like, you know, there were shows that I was listening to because I was like, well, if I don't listen to the show, like, I feel like I'm going to be missing out on whatever. Mm-hmm. And I need this information. But then I was like, no, I don't. So I just was very strong one day and just deleted a bunch of shows that I felt like I couldn't delete. And now things are better.
Really?
Yeah. I feel better. So go purge your podcasts. Not this one.
Don't purge this one. This one's good.
Yeah, this one's good, but I am a Lost Lol on some other podcasts. Not this one, because I never started listening. I'm not a Lost Lol, because I never started.
Yeah, you were never a Lol here.
Yeah.
So where can people find us once they've decided to keep us in their podcast feed?
On the internet, at amateurtarot.com. That's our website.
They can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us at 314-325-6047. And if you call now, we will give you the original Sword of Damocles. Brian actually has it hanging on his wall.
It's hanging directly above my head.
Yep.
But you have to call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
I feel like that's a disincentive.
Well, if they want the Sword of Damocles, if they want their question answered, they can call anytime.
Sure. So on Twitter, we're at Tarot Amateur. And Brian on Twitter is at Zen Iron Man.
And Ben on Twitter is making all this up, but that doesn't matter because he doesn't use it. Where you really want to get in touch with Ben is imakingallthisup.com.
That's a great website where I write about creativity and making it happen. Now, this week, you might feel trapped and like there's a sort of Damocles hanging over your head when you arrive to work on Monday morning and you're looking through your inbox and you have all these unread emails that you're trying to deal with and you're like, ugh, how can I get out of this situation?
But here's a bright ray of hope.
You can get onto iTunes and find the Amateur Tarot Podcast and then give us a 5-star review and rating.
Yeah. It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot. And it'll make your week better.
Yeah, that's like avoiding the Sword of Damocles.
And if you do, maybe we'll read your review on the air.
Like our good friend, Becca M., who says, so interesting. 5 stars. Can't believe tarot is now my favorite podcast subject. Who am I? I'll ask the Amateur Tarot guys.
Whoa. Oh,
you're Becca N.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Well, I'm going to tell her who she is. Just like this. Hold on.
He's shuffling.
This is also from the Silicon Dawn deck. There are just so many cards that I feel like we could really milk this outro for what it's worth. You know, the people who skip through this part, they don't get this extra content.
The people that skip through this part probably just don't listen to the podcast.
This is where the gold happens. The spiritual gold comes in the outro. All right, Becca N., here's who you are. Holy shit!
Huh. Whoa!
So this card, now we got a fun one. It just says King. It's like K. It's an all black card. There is like a raised...
Yeah, there's ink on it.
That you can kind of make out if you get into the light right. And I'm trying to, like, make out what the illustration is, but it's... It's hard. I think it's like... I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is a top hat. Somebody's like, oh, no, now I got it. I got it in just the right lighting. It's an astronaut whose helmet's come off and his head has exploded into interstellar goo.
Whoa. That is way different from a top hat.
Yeah.
So who is Becca?
Well, are you looking it up in the book? Because I don't know.
I don't even know how to
look it up.
King of something, right? The King of Swords.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing to be. The King of Swords is a good thing to be. I hope there's not a bunch of cursing in this one.
You already said holy shit when you flipped it over.
Well, that was wild. Who expects to see like a matte black card with like an exploded spaceman that you have to get in just the right lighting to see the photo?
The 99 of Swords.
What is that?
But this is the King for sure, right?
I don't know. I mean, it says K on it. I don't know if it's Swords, but it says K. You're having a lot of trouble finding it.
This book is organized oddly.
Oh.
King of Swords. That's not it.
Hmm. Well, Becca came to us for the answer, and we don't have it.
Oh, it's the King of Void.
The King of Void?
Yeah.
Becca N is the King of Void?
Yep. A spacesuit floats in the void beside a Gemini capsule. It's empty. The body gone missing. If ever there was one there. And one last breath of air dissipates into the void. A chariot, at last, without a king to ride it. The mirror of the King of Void, on the other side of Too Much Plenty, is the 99 of Wands. Transmuted through some super science process into an ethereal thing we can dimly conceive of as a star baby, the happy ending to this story of a lost astronaut is that he's transcended, gone on to the beginning of a new life as incomprehensible as we are to a single cell of our bodies. Do you think he'll write back? But of course, another story, the sad ending, is that he's just vaporized. That he's dead and gone, and left only to this floppy, empty parody of what's inside him hanging in the blackness of space. A lonely way to go. But isn't that how we all ride through life? Ask his queen in the desert how much he talked to her. Mind and body, the eternal twins. This is a card of a departed soul. This is the card of a less than a ghost, for a ghost would be something there to interact with. Seen in some lights, this is the card of absolute death, more bitter and lonely and empty than any of the other cards. The gin's out of the bottle and it's getting cold. This card is a departed father. It is the wisdom you cannot pass on.
I don't think that's what Becca N was looking for when she wrote in.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not what Becca N was looking for. And that's not who Becca N is. Unless Becca N is a ghost. All right.
Well, we have a Facebook group.
We have a Facebook group. If you want to get in touch with us there, that's super fun. We just goof around. We ask questions. You can talk to me. Sometimes Ben pops in there. And we just talk about cards and talk about the show. And sometimes you get extra insight into what's going on with us.
And now it says in the outline, thank you to, and no follow-up. So I'll provide the blank. Thank you to the Void. Please do not take us.
Please do not take
us. All praise the Void.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Bye.
Whoa. What's happening? Oh, you're very zoomed in. That's what's happened.